In honor of Earth Week, the New York City Council passed a number of bills from its climate agenda. One bill updates New York City's air pollution control code, the first update since 1970. Councilmember Donovan Richards sponsored the bill.
So I'm really excited about portions of the bill, like phasing out of school buses who don't meet EPA, their engines don't meet EPA standards. Also ensuring that restaurants now who are using charbroilers and cooking over 800 pounds of meat, now their particular charbroilers will have to be retrofitted. The phase out of old fireplaces, so no longer are you allowed to use wood or use fireplaces just to heat your home except in an emergency situation. So it can't be the primary source of heat. You can, of course, have a romantic night and have candles and dinner, but it can't be the primary source of heat. And all new fireplaces in New York City now will either have to burn biofuel or either natural gas.
According to the council member, these changes will clean up many of the air quality issues plaguing the city. Another area which has been problematic is the use of generators,
which is a huge issue with all the construction going on in the city. Generators are just floating around the city with no real regulation. So the word today we're using, which is a word that a lot of industry members don't like to hear, is that capital word R, regulation and oversight, so that we can ensure that, you know, when these generators are out on our street or at a construction site, that they pass smoke tests.
Richards told the city council that the air pollution control bill will particularly help in environmental justice communities. He said poor air quality is contributing to 2,000 deaths a year right here in the Big Apple.
And according to the New York City Community Air Survey, ozone and asthma hospitalizations among children under 18 years old continue to drastically rise, especially in environmental justice communities. Part of the problem is that we have allowed certain sources of pollution to go unregulated for far too long, at the peril of the most vulnerable communities in New York, where our children and seniors reside.
Donovan Richards is chair of the City Council's Committee on Environmental Protection. He says without regulations, we would probably have to walk around the city with gas masks.
We know that CUNY students, as all students, face a lot of financial stress, the debt that they incur, childcare costs, rent, food.
Councilmember Inez Barron introduced a bill into the City Council which is welcomed by many students in the city. Free Metro cards for all CUNY students, and she wants CUNY students to receive the benefits being offered to ASAP students, accelerated study and associate program students. They receive a range of financial, academic, and personal support.
And we are thinking that just as ASAP students have the ability to have support for their tuition gaps and support for travel vouchers, that would be beneficial as well for all students in CUNY. So we are calling on the legislature and the governor and the state officials to adopt a policy that would allow for CUNY students to have free Metro cards.
In the past three decades, the cost of college has risen 250%. It's become virtually impossible for the vast majority of students to graduate without debt. There'll be a number of actions at colleges around the country on this tomorrow. At Hunter College in Manhattan at 4 p.m., college students, professors, and local progressives will gather, and they'll try and make debt-free college an issue in the 2016 election. In other education news, the opt-out movement is growing. Thousands of students are opting out of new standardized tests, which are aligned to Common Core standards. Superintendents in New York are reporting that 60% or even 70% of their students are refusing to sit for the exams. This coming week, those same children will go back to take 3 days of standardized math tests or not. And it's not just a New York movement. There's considerable resistance reported in Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. Some lawmakers sensing a tipping point are backing parents and teachers who complain about standardized testing. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo heads off to Havana today on a trade mission. He's the first U.S. governor to visit Cuba since the thaw in relations. He brings with him New York State Assembly Speaker from the Bronx, Carl Hastings, as well as other elected officials, higher education, business, and health leaders. Trade experts say New York State could profit from improved relations. New York farmers could export apples and dairy products. Businesses could invest big in Cuba's developing information technology infrastructure and in biotechnology. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.